Welcome to the Lab Up Leaders series, a showcase of global change agents and experts in healthcare and laboratory management. Here's your host, Lab Up Global Founder, Robert Farias.
We're pleased to have today in the Lab Up Global Leaders podcast, Konstantinos Makris. Konstantinos, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Great. So Konstantinos, can you just describe yourself a little bit? Give us a bit of your background and how you got to do what you're doing now.
Yes. Well, actually, currently I'm an associate professor of environmental health at the Cyprus International Institute for Environmental and Public Health within the Cyprus University of Technology. I actually started first a bachelor's at the Aristotle University in Environmental Sciences and Forestry, and then I moved to the United States for, I spent about 10 years and I got a PhD in environmental chemistry, and then I moved more deeply into environmental health at the University of Texas San Antonio, and then at Harvard University at the Department of Environmental Health, where I was recruited, and then I had to move to Cyprus, closer to Greece, to actually establish the Water and Health Laboratory within the Cyprus International Institute for Environmental and Public Health that I mentioned initially.
Great. And so from the perspective of the types of areas that you're focused on these days, what's a typical day like for you? What are you focused on and what are you researching these days?
Well, the research that we do is basically mostly centered around the human exposome applications and the exposomic tools. And if you want, I can elaborate and define a little bit the human exposome.
Please.
The human exposome, actually, it's a relatively new concept that was coined initially by Dr. Wild, who was the director of IARC at Lyon, France. And he basically coined this term in order to complement the genome. Just like you know the definition of genome, the exposome is a parallel, allow me to say, term that tries to holistically characterize all environmental exposures that occur throughout one's lifetime, including also the endogenous response. So if someone would actually be able to holistically characterize the exposome and then combine it with, then we would be in a much better position to actually predict the phenotype of health status for the individual, and also at the population level. So there are some tools, exposomic tools, that come along with this definition that might range from the use, let's say, of low-cost sensors, wearable sensors, the use of various omics platforms that, you know, have utility and applicability in many different sectors and fields. And then, of course, how you're going to process all this data that you are going to generate, and how you're going to combine all these multiple exposures that the exposome evaluates, and then how to process this data using novel biostatistical algorithms, whether you call it machine learning or more personalized medicine, let's say, algorithms that try not only to prevent disease, but also to predict disease risk for stratified risk subpopulation groups, that maybe these subpopulation groups have some particular characteristics that deviate from the average risk that you observe in the population. Therefore, they might deserve a different treatment, a different disease model.
Interesting. So just to bring it back then for a moment, Konstantinos, so the idea is to have the sequencing that everybody is familiar with as a base, and then in addition to that, to add a series of details that would explore what you've been exposed to throughout your period of time based on where you've lived or based on where you've worked. Is that sort of summarize the exposure component?
The exposure component, the exposome, let's say various domains, you can think of them as onion layers that extends outside the human body. And inside, starting the internal, let's say, exposome domain that characterizes the intrinsic, let's say, characteristics, the various endogenous response, metabolites, hormones, external, let's say, molecules that are actually measured in the internal exposome domain. Then you go outside the human body, whatever surrounds us, the specific external exposome domain. And then you can go also broader, more outside the general external exposome domain that looks into, let's say, climatic features, or maybe even policies that influence the people's air, food, work they do. So how the different policies, programs shape urban health and also individual health, where people work and basically interact with other individuals.
And where would exposomes be most appropriately applied? So currently, are they applied mostly, I presume, in a research setting, but are they also applied, or have there been applications at this stage around the clinical settings as well to kind of appreciate the as you mentioned, precision medicine and the individualized treatment you would provide for individuals based on these exposomes? Has that been, at least at the stage where it's at now, has it reached that stage where it's being used in some clinical settings, or is it designed right now, or is it at the stage right now where it's being researched for validation and understanding to see where it's applicable?
I believe in order also to consider the other side that is not familiar with the exposome concept and its tools are really attempting as we speak to develop and move away from the embryonic stage that it has been for quite some time, because it's a new relatively term. And in order to, it might sound as a sexy term, but still is not a mainstream and clinically applicable terminology and tools. We still have to work to do a lot of work. We don't even have, for example, curricula that apply the exposome. We started discussing these issues in a recent United States, the NIHS workshop. It was basically a series of workshop in the form of a summit that took place last summer, where we actually got together all the exposome interested scientists in order to see how we're going to pave the way forward for its utility, applications, tools. How are we going to accelerate precision health, or in Europe, as we call it, personalized medicine or personalized prevention? So how are we going to accelerate this specific upcoming field using the exposome terminology in order to collectively study genes, collectively study the environment, the behaviors, the lifestyle of people? All of us study in the US that is trying to do that, actually, to apply the exposome concept and the precision health principles in studying the genes, the environment, the lifestyle, everything about the daily life of 1 million people in the United States, different ages, different ethnic backgrounds, very, very different and representative population in the United States. I believe it's leading the way globally in the field of precision health and the exposome. Europe is not much lagging behind in the research associated with the exposome, but I would say it's lagging a bit behind in the application of personalized medicine or precision medicine in the clinical setting. Nevertheless, the European Union is also investing a lot of millions of euros in research that is associated with personalized medicine and personalized prevention. And I believe this is only the beginning of some very exciting future couple of decades to come, that I believe will benefit a lot in the end, the clinical sector. I believe we're going to be soon, in the next 2-3 decades, in a much better position to prevent disease, predict disease, actually apply genetic therapies, etc. Mm-hmm. And this is the future, and this is where I see a lot of promise for the exposome concept and tools to find application, trying to understand, for example, how the environment impacts human life and how environment, for example, impacts even the spread of disease, of infectious disease in a post-pandemic era.
Interesting. And so, Konstantinos, where would somebody go about trying to get their heads around exposomes? Are there some sites or particular guidance you would have for people trying to learn more about the field, or trying to at least get a better understanding and to understand what it is and how it could be used in their settings?
Yes, that's a good question, Robert. I believe some good sites right now would be NIHS has, I believe, NIH has a good site for the exposome. It also describes the All of Us study that is very relevant to the exposome application. The European Union, from the other side, actually has the Exposome Health Network, or the European Health Exposome Network, EHEN. This is actually a group of 9 or 10 exposome, big exposome studies. Each one is about 10 million euros. Project actually is a consortium of more than 20 participants in Europe. These are basically the core of exposome research that actually takes place right now in Europe. So one can use this kind of keywords to get more information about the exposome current research in both sides of the Atlantic.
Great.
Curricula-wise, there are not many. There are some. I believe that Columbia has a good program. He was one of the beginners that founded basically the curricula in exposome applications, utility, methodology.
Sorry, Konstantinos, we didn't catch the name there. It cut out just a little bit. Can you repeat the name, please?
Yes, Gary Miller from Columbia
University. Okay.
Yes, along with many other very important persons. I mean, from the European side, I can think of Roel Vermeulen. Of course, I'm going to forget many people, and I hope they forgive me for that. But just by hitting the sites that I mentioned before, you can get the names of all the important people that take part or lead this consortia. So any interested person can actually go to these sites, will get information about the projects, then go to the individual projects, see who is involved, and look for each individual's publications. I mean, that can be a very good way to find out the key exposome research that takes place globally as we speak.
That's great, Konstantinos. I think what we'll do is we'll include some links in the podcast description as well for people who want to explore more and help their search. So, so Konstantinos, advice that you would have for people currently in their studies. So there's a lot of people around who are just getting started in their careers or early in their studies, and they see some promise in the exposome and what the exposome can bring to society in the future. What would be your guidance for them? Any words of advice or areas they should focus on in the coming years?
I believe it's a very hot field in the future. This is actually proven by the emphasis and the funding and the resources allocated to this field and its exposomic tools by regulatory and big organizations like NIHS in the US, the European Commission, on the other hand, here in Europe. They're investing millions of euros in this field, and this looks like it's going to continue also in the next years to come. Personalized medicine or precision medicine also is a very strongly upcoming field that can utilize some of the exposomic tools and methodologies. Therefore, I believe that younger individuals, early stage researchers, are going to benefit a lot if they're going to be involved with this field. This field is multidisciplinary, and it actually requires oftentimes the team efforts of interdisciplinary fields to work together, let's say epidemiologists with risk assessment people, with biologists, with biochemists, or with toxicologists, etc. Because the field by itself is a field that is an interdisciplinary field and requires the efforts of complementary disciplines to get closer to the disease process and how disease actually develops and how it progresses and how we can avoid the more severe, let's say, symptoms of a disease. And in order to do this, you really need to have a more specialized training than the classical ones we had in mind. And that's why I strongly urge the new generation to spend more time on, let's say, methodological aspects that are at the crossroads or at the interface of the classical disciplines, to apply more knowledge, let's say, on field work, on biomarkers, on data science. these are upcoming very important fields that is also going to really, really important for people in health sciences, in public health sciences, and also the clinical sector, how to understand epidemiological data, how we can apply the statistical principles in understanding and assessing and evaluating those response associations or associations in a community or in a population, whether that's a healthy population or you talk about the patient group.
Great. That's great. Thank you for that, Konstantinos. And so just as a wrap up here, because there's certainly a lot more for people to explore and learn, and if there's interest, we'll definitely have some additional discussions around this. Could you explain to me or just share, if you'd like, with the audience, anybody who's been a mentor for you or somebody you'd like to acknowledge that has helped you in your work along the last few years?
Well, I'm still learning. I'm still being mentored, I would say, and also mentor our students here. But I would really like to acknowledge O'Connor, Sarkar, Kutrakis, Dr. Brain, Dr. Hauser. I also forget, I believe some people, please excuse me, but there are many collaborators and many mentors that really helped me to shape my interdisciplinary career. And I actually am very grateful for all they have done. And it is very, very important for younger people to have good mentors to really guide them to avoid, you know, wandering in a labyrinth before they actually find their niche and actually being able to flourish. So it is very important to have a good mentors, and I thank them a lot.
Thank you very much for this, Konstantinos, and thanks for taking the time to explain to the exposomes to us and to give us some more insights in this. And we certainly look forward to following up with you in the future.
Thank you very much, Robert, for the opportunity. And this is a very great series. I have been attending it, and I believe it's very useful for the global scientific community in life sciences and beyond. Thank you.
To make a suggestion of someone that would make a great guest or topic you would like to hear more about, please visit us at labop.org. That's labopp.org.